Are you getting too comfortable? Well, don't. Today's program is about getting a bit uncomfortable for the glory of God. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful, gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. Today's message, entitled, Don't Get Too Comfortable, was broadcasted live on Facebook on December 22nd, 2017. Let's take a listen. So today I wanted to talk about comfort zones. And most people with Asperger's, we really, really like having our comfort zones. Well, one of the things that I've had to learn as somebody who struggles with Asperger's, yet my identity is not in my Asperger's, my identity is in Christ, is that sometimes we have to learn to do things that we don't want to do, yet it is to our benefit at the same time, especially when it comes to what God is calling us to do. So I wanted to talk about this because a few things came to mind. I was reflecting a little bit about this past year and how God has been able to work through me and learning to agree to disagree. I am blessed to report that I got my one-year chip at Celebrate Recovery of learning to agree to disagree and to just be who God's called me to be, and to remind myself that if I were the same as everybody else, that this world would be very boring. And the whole purpose of gospel-centered autism awareness would never be where it is today. So as I reflect on this year, there's a lot to be thankful for, even in the midst of a number of challenges. Some friendships have been lost, but others have been gained, and others have been restored as well. I'm going to give you a few examples. Early this year, my home was affected by a flood next door. Yet by the grace of God, he was able to walk with me through this and help me realize, what can I learn from this? Well, number one, I'm fortunate to have a roof over my head, and that he was able to provide in the midst of it all. This, in the few weeks, we're going to have our counters replaced because it doesn't really match with the color of our cabinets now. But we have a floor again, and we have our home back. I can finally cook. I love my new kitchen, and I'm just in awe of what God's been doing. So, one of the things I had to remind myself, and I want to encourage you with this as well, guys, is no matter what happens, God is in control. Whether it's taking a stand for what you believe in, which may risk friendships, whether it's challenges when it comes to living situations or job situations, or even moving to another place that you're not familiar with and you're trying to get adjusted to. No matter what happens, God is in control. I just got off the phone with a good friend and brother of mine who just moved to SoCal, and I encouraged him with the same thing that I'm encouraging you guys with right now, which is no matter what happens, God is in control. God has put you where you are for a reason. I mean, I was in Monterey for 2 years, and he had me there for a reason. Now, here I am in a new setting right now, actually back at my hometown in Dublin, but also some changes have happened, and that is God provided, even in the midst of what's been going on with my home as well as my finance situation. Now I have a full-time job with benefits as a file clerk, and I am so grateful that God provided. Now, for some of you who are thinking, well, what about gaining and losing friendships when it comes to taking a stand? You know, sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes when we take a stand, some people will like it, others will not. At first I thought I was the only one who would think like that, but it turns out through other brothers and sisters that I did what I had to. I had to stand up for one of my friends who moved to Texas. And it was a humongous risk. And I did what I could, grace and truth. But I've also realized that I'm not responsible for how people respond. And that gives me more freedom as well. I learned this past week that R.C. Sproul, who is an incredible theologian and pastor, went home to be with the Lord last Thursday. And one of the things that I learned about him was he gained a lot of friendships, but he also lost a few, because even when it required him to take a stand for what he believed in. So I'm like, whoa. I haven't heard a lot of his stuff, yet I could actually relate to him on that. So incredible. But yeah, as a result of learning to agree to disagree on certain things, I have felt more free than I ever imagined. And 1 year of freedom from being a people pleaser. That is so incredible. As a result of keeping that mindset and standing firm to the gospel and learning to just surrender everything to my Adonai, I have gained a lot of friendships. And I'm just so grateful for them. And I want to acknowledge those friendships. I'm not going to name all of them on this Facebook Live post. Number one, I don't know how they would feel about that when it comes to anonymity and whatnot. But at the same time, though, I have so many now that I couldn't even list them all. But I'll just name the groups. My new Celebrate Recovery group in Dublin, which I've been at since the beginning of this year. My home church family in downtown Pleasanton, Valley Community Church. My young adults community family at Three Crosses in Castro Valley, Soma. You guys have been great. I love you all so much. You guys have really, really become like family to me, like a second home. And I cherish those moments, and I love you guys because of the fact that you've taught me through example and through encouragement to just be myself. Yes, we've all been created differently. I mean, some of us are into outreach, others are not exactly as social as we want them to, as people would want us to be. And some of us are more more into theology, like me. Heck, I'm technically charismatic Calvinist. But even with all those differences, we're still a part of one body. And that is the body of Christ. So that's something to be very grateful for. And it's the same with VCC as well. My comm group, both my previous comm group and my current comm group, which is a melting pot of ages, they've been incredible. You've actually seen, for those of you who watch my new vlog, Chew Made New, you've probably seen a lot of stuff with them. And if you ever watch the Best of Chew Made New playlists, such as Adventures with Soma and the VCC Chronicles, you'll know what we've been up to and how much I love these guys. And other people as well have been an encouragement as well, as I reflect on this year. Being able to do a video shoot with Chris DePretis, that's been incredible. Being able to intercede alongside Buzz and Tara Hannon for Dennis Jernigan, whose father went home to be with the Lord this year. I mean, that's hard. It's really hard. But when I heard that news, I knew I needed to be able to pray for the Jernigan family, especially since Buzz knows one of Dennis's daughters. So that's when we decided, you know what, let's pray for Dennis's family right now when we had Soma. And I'm so grateful for the Jernigans and their encouragement as well. KTMA21 blogger, she's been great too. And her honesty and her new series that she's doing along with Cup of Cheer on her channel. And it's a new one. I would strongly encourage you guys to check out her new series. It's called I Am Abled Because I Am Is Able. Now, what do you mean? What do I mean by that? Well, when I am abled, regardless of what struggle you're going through, because I am is able. I am meaning Yahweh, Adonai, Yeshua. God is able. So yeah, I would strongly encourage you guys to check out that series.
Grace and Truth is a ministry of the gospel-centered autism awareness movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger's syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/GCAM. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others and don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chew, or you can go to chewmadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cinco's!